This podcast covers all things health, your body, your brain, and your well-being. Each week, we'll be joined by doctors, as well as the occasional guest, to talk about the health topics that mean the most to you.
Tricky to remember, but this mnemonic will help you remember not only the names, but also their positions. The wrist is made up of 8 bones, roughly in 2 rows of 4. The mnemonic starts as some lovers try positions. S is for the scaphoid, L for lunate, T for triquetrum, and P for pisiform. To remember the position, you can use the letter P, because the pisiform is on the same side as the pinky. The scaphoid and lunate articulate with the radius, and the radius is always on the same side as the thumb. The second half of the mnemonic is that they can't handle, which is for the trapezium, trapezoid, capitate, and hamate. The scaphoid is the most commonly injured bone of the wrist, usually from a fall onto an outstretched hand, and it is associated with pain in the anatomical snuffbox and with axial pressure applied on the thumb. It is also famous for having a risk of avascular necrosis because it has a retrograde blood supply, meaning blood flow from its distal end towards its proximal end. This is mostly from the dorsal branch of the radial artery. If the scaphoid is fractured, blood might not be able to reach the proximal end, giving avascular necrosis of the proximal part of the scaphoid. Next up are the metacarpals, numbered 1 to 5 from the thumb, which is easy to remember because each hand only has one thumb. A famous fracture of the metacarpals is the boxer's fracture, which is on the 5th metacarpal after striking with a closed fist. This can lead to misalignment of the knuckle as the metacarpal makes up the knuckle. You then have the phalanges. There are 3 in each finger, called the proximal, middle, and distal phalange, but only 2 in the thumb, the proximal and distal phalange.
We take this few seconds off to inform you, our valued loyal listener, about the best health and fitness podcast shows from the Nespod Studios. Join us as we give you the best of the best health and wellness updates you can rely on for the treatment of chronic health problems. Classic functional medicine back to basics health tips and special updates from the best doctors in the United States of America. Check out this health and wellness podcast shows. Explore Health Talk Weekly, Healthy Lifestyle Matters, Excellent Health Digest, Healthy and Free Daily, and last but not least, Weekly Health and Fitness Corner. Also, check out Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told fiction podcast, for that real life on the go experience with the 27-year-old golden boy who made our guest invite number 1 list. He tells us about his story as it happens in real time and in real life. It's Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told. Go get a load of that happiness, because happiness is healthy as we know it. Join us every week as we continue to provide you the best of health and fitness wellness updates from around the globe. Enjoy the show.
If you're enjoying this, then you know, please don't miss next week. Next week is kind of a big deal in most people's journey to wellness. So, okay, that's it for this week. Thank you for watching again, and take care.
This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you.